Christmas season is really special for a lot of reasons. And in a special way for me, John 3:16 speaks of that happiness, because it says that God so loved the world, He so cared for us, that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And it really fits in with what was spoken of last night, that in that verse is our hope founded in the past, in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, a hope that we live today, and hope that is to be fulfilled and completed in the future when we come to be with Him in the glory of His new and great kingdom. And in me, that sparks a response of joy, happiness, sometimes quiet meditation, but for me, most of the time, it's pretty rowdy happiness. And the Psalms really capture that kind of happiness, and that we should rejoice in the Lord always, you know, and make that joyful noise unto the Lord for what He's done.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands,
sing us a song. Serve the Lord with come into His presence with singing.
Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are to His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His
God calls us to do many things. And as Jesus was walking around while He was here visiting in person, He was calling His disciples. He would come along to the fishermen and say, "Come with me, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." And I really believe that this time that we can spend up here is like a time where we get prepared or get ready to answer God's call, to when we go out back to our particular environment, wherever it might be, our jobs, our lives at home, and so forth, that we will have God's power within us to call out to others, to come go with me to a land where Jesus is King. That's what this next song is about.
There ain't no kneeling in that land. is singing in that land. Voices ringing in that land. There'll be freedom in that land where I'm from. There'll be singing in that land. There'll be singing.
Talking about all kinds of things, and it was just neat. But one of the things that we touched upon for just a brief moment was about people's needs and how people's needs are met, and how we as people, the body of Christ, meet needs, and how Jesus meets all of our needs. And this next song is about when Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well of Jacob, and how he met her needs, where she was at. And it's kind of neat to think that Jews at that time didn't really talk to Samaritans, or women for that matter, and this lady was both. And he went right to her, and he was talking with her right where she was at, at the well of Jacob. And he knew things about her that really surprised her, that he knew it all. And she figured from this that this guy was something special. And she finally realizes that this is the Messiah that the Jews have been waiting for. And she goes into the town and she tells everybody. And this song is about that conversation, that dialogue between Jesus and the woman of Samaria, and it's called Jesus Met the Woman at the Well.
Jesus. Singing a lot, we want to teach you a song to sing with us. It's a real simple song. It's about something that, well, Holden's kind of one of those unique places where it's an everyday reality. It's an easy thing to just, you know, see God's glory in the mountains around us and in the fresh air and in the people around us. And just to love Him and praise Him all day long. It's not so easy when we go back to our jobs and our families and cities and all these things to keep Him on our mind when we're going through all our little hassles and trials. That's what this song is about. It's called the All Day Song. It talks about just loving Jesus all day long. The words are real simple. I hope we have it. I'll say the words once, and then we'll sing it once for you, and then we'll try to sing it all together. The words to the chorus are, love Him in the morning, when you see the sun arising, or in the afternoons, love Him in the evening, because He took you through the day. And in the in-between time, when you feel the pressure's coming, remember that He loves you, and He promises to stay. Okay, one more time. Love Him in the morning, when you see the sun arising. Love Him in the evening, because He took you through the day. And in the in-between time, when you feel the pressure rising,
coming.
Remember that He loves you and He promises to stay. It sounds something like this.
Love them in the morning when you see the sun rising. Love them in the evening 'cause he took you through the day. And in the in-between time when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay. Love them in the morning when you see the sun rising. Love them in the evening 'cause he took you through the day. And in the in-between time when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay. When you think you got to worry, because it seems a thing to do, remember he ain't in a hurry. He's always got time for you. So love him in the morning when you see the sun rising. Love him in the evening 'cause he took you through the day. And in the in-between time when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay. When you feel you got to worry, because it seems a thing to do, remember he ain't in a hurry. He's always got time for you. Love him in the morning when you see the sun rising. Love him in the evening 'cause he took you through the day. And in the in-between time when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay. Love him in the morning when you see the sun rising.
We'd like to close with a song that means a great deal to us. It's a song that we really didn't write, and John didn't really write, that God wrote. It's, at least, Jesus gave us the words. It's a prayer that all of us know, and it really means a lot because there are so many times when we don't know what to pray for as human beings. We don't pray for the things that we should. We don't ask for the things that are needful for us. We don't really know what our needs are sometimes. I know it's true in my own life that I don't always know really what I do need and what God has to show me or what he wants to give to me. And so Jesus, sensing that, gave us the words that we have now incorporated and call the Lord's Prayer. And we'd like to ask you to bow your hearts in prayer with us now as we sing that.
Hallowed be thy name. just this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory
thank you. wonderful, how beautiful the sight of thee must be. Thine endless wisdom, boundless power.